KSOM KS95 News continues our weekly spotlight on the Vision Atlantic Initiative, an $84 million project that will bring 142 new housing units, expand the YMCA, and build a 300-capacity child development center here in Atlantic. And today we meet with our featured family, Dave and Barb Chase, to discuss why they chose Atlantic as a place to live. And first of all, tell us a little bit about your background before you came to Atlantic.
Well, thanks for having us, by the way. And I was from a very small town of 400 people in central Iowa, and Barb was from Sioux City, a larger community. And so when I graduated from law school, we were looking for a medium-sized town where we could settle and determine if we wanted to stay here. It was going to be our five-year town, and we're going to look for something probably in the bigger communities. For reasons that we'll talk about, we decided to stay here.
Yes, and go ahead and explain why you guys chose Atlantic.
Well, primarily, I was offered a job at a law firm, Jones, Cambridge & Carl, in 1973. And fresh out of law school, we kind of blanketed the state with resumes to find a community that would be willing to hire a guy right out of law school. And Barb was a teacher. She taught while we were married and while I was in law school. And so she needed a job as well. So when we came to interview in Atlantic, it was a dark, miserable day in March. It was a Sunday, and the lawyers in the law firm were all doing tax returns, and we just decided, well, what the heck are we doing? Or why do we want to come here? But I was offered a job, so we said, well, let's try it out. We came here, and we saw a lot of opportunity here, and then we became involved in the community. Barb can talk a little bit about her background as well.
Yeah. Well, when once we moved here, we moved in July, last part of June, and found a little rental house. And from the very beginning, many people just stopped by. They would greet us on the street. It felt very welcoming right from the very beginning, which was a little different than larger communities where nobody seems to care that you're a new face in town. Mm-hmm. But here, people would ask, who are you? Why did you come here? What are you doing here? And so right from the very beginning, we felt very welcomed. From there on, we continued to do things in the community. Dave got very involved in different volunteer activities as well as I did. And it just continued to be a place that we thought, let's call this place home.
One of the key reasons for locating here is the location. It's halfway between Des Moines and Omaha. As I said, I'm from a very small town. This is as large a town as I ever wanted to be in, I thought. To start with, yes. Mm-hmm. And my mother said, well, you have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And so,
always encouraging.
Yes, right. But we like some of the things that you can do in metropolitan areas. We love the theater, and we love some of the things in big cities. But this is an hour away from both Omaha and Atlantic, and that was important to
us. Omaha and Des Moines, you mean?
Omaha and Des Moines, I'm sorry.
Okay. And I know certainly you've seen a lot of changes in the community over the years, and Vision Atlantic's project is going to be a big one. Talk about what you guys feel about this project.
Well, when we first came, the primary employer was Walnut Grove Products. And over the years, we've seen a lot of changes in the types of business and industry here, as well as all the amenities. So one of the keys to stay here was the continuing vision of opportunity that we saw with all of the various aspects of a community that offered good health care, good education, good housing, and those were important things. Now, When we started to become involved in the community, we were young, and we were hopefully had a vision of a place that we wanted to continue to live for the rest of our lives. And now the torch is being passed to that younger generation that has the same type of vision, and that's why we got involved with Vision Atlantic. It has a vision that we want to have to the community to sustain and continue on in the future. So it represents the same opportunities that and delivers the same opportunities that Barb and I found when we moved here.
Okay. Anything else you guys want to add today?
I guess I would just say, you know, as far as the Vision Atlantic project, we're both on different committees, but it's the reason I think that I looked at it and got involved for the very reasons that Dave was saying is that, you know, there's the old Native American saying that, you know, we don't give our land and our to our children, we borrow it from them. And as we looked at Atlantic, we thought, you know, this is a community that we want to sustain itself, and so we want to continue to give back to it through the Vision Atlantic. And you look at the people who are involved in Vision Atlantic, none of them are doing this for personal gain. Mm-hmm. They all have a vision, you know, and it's been good to see all these younger people step up, because there was kind of a void there for a while in the community. People just, you know, people were just letting things go, continue on, and seeing some things deteriorate that shouldn't, and nobody was really stepping forward. And now all of a sudden we have a group that has looked at this community and said, you know, we want this community to thrive and to grow.
All right, again, that's Dave and Barb Chase, our featured family this week on our Vision Atlantic series here on KSOM.